morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's semi-official news agencies are reporting the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard attacked a third ship today in the Strait of Hormuz. It comes as President Trump extended the ceasefire deadline. It was today. The AP's Philip Crowther in Islamabad reports security measures are still in place, a sign of optimism there could soon be round two of talks between the U.S. and Iran.
Pakistan, as the mediator between the two, is not showing its disappointment just yet and will point to one diplomatic success. That's the extended ceasefire announced by U.S. President Donald Trump. And it's an indefinite one, too. There was no end date mentioned in his social media post. Now, that ceasefire extension was considered primordial for negotiations to happen here again this week in the first place.
Meantime, in Tehran, President Sadeh Nemati tells the AP, Trump is very moody. We shouldn't care about what he says. We should know what we are going to do. Our officials should tell the people what they plan to do. We keep opening and closing the strait. They have seized one of our ships and they are enforcing a blockade. I think we shouldn't end this like what we did during the 8-year war with Iraq or the nuclear deal. We should stand firm and unyielding. People want the officials to stay strong, mighty, and firm. Stocks have climbed and oil prices have climbed as well. On Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is confident high oil prices are temporary.
I think the conflict will end. I think gasoline prices will come back to where they were or perhaps lower. As they did, President Trump has shown that he is good at getting energy prices down.
Inflation in the UK climbed last month, driven by a sharp rise in fuel prices following the Iran war. The Supreme Court has ruled for Michigan in its fight to shut down an aging energy pipeline. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. There was a train collision in the nation's capital.
Officials say 11 people were injured when a work vehicle hit a commuter train in downtown Washington early Wednesday. They say none of the injuries is life-threatening. A social media post says the Silver Line train was stationary when the work vehicle struck it just after midnight at the Metro Center station. The station is a major transfer point. Metro riders are being told to expect delays throughout the system while the collision is being investigated. Donna Ward, Washington.
French-Algerian author Kamel Daoud says he has been sentenced to 3 years in prison in Algeria for his book, Ori. The novel, which won France's top literary prize in 2024, focuses on victims of Algeria's Black Decade. The conflict began in 1991 when the military canceled elections after Islamists won the first round. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.